This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Western Illinois University is considering whether to eliminate more academic programs. This comes as Western continues to grapple with falling student enrollment and looks to get back on solid financial footing. The administration came up with a list of 18 programs. It's diverse, including programs such as economics, geography, and hospitality management. Before anything happens to the 18 programs, they are considered by the Academic Program Elimination Review Committee, known as APER. The university is contractually obligated to have such a committee under its agreement with the University Professionals of Illinois, or UPI, which represents faculty on campus. The committee gives faculty a chance to weigh in before any academic programs are cut and teachers are laid off. Interim Provost Kathy Newman says the APER committee members will do a deep dive and report back their findings, suggestions, and recommendations for each program on the list.
They will look at all kinds of stats regarding enrollment trends, occupational outlook, any information that we want. We're working with various constituents on campus to make sure we get them all the background information that they would like to have. Last time, they gave us a very thoughtful and thorough response to all of the programs that were under review. My anticipation is that it will be the same this time.
Newman says all 18 programs on the list have been deemed low-producing programs according to the metrics set by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Newman says these are programs with either fewer than 40 majors or fewer than 9 students graduating over a 3-year period. But the IBHE's website points to both criteria needing to be met for a program to qualify as low-producing. Bill Thompson, who's president of Western's UPI chapter, says the list also has other problems.
There's silliness to this list. The very idea, for example, that they're going to get rid of the physics department, that's not real. That department wins national awards for the excellence of its education, right? They're not going to get rid of that department. Then don't put it on the list.
Thompson also thinks signature programs such as musical theater should not be on the list. Neither should anthropology, which was highlighted during the September Board of Trustees meeting as one of the first anthropology programs in the country to be offered online.
If you are actually trying to tell me with a serious straight face that you are going to eliminate a program you just used as a point of pride, then I would say that's a real problem right there. Like, what have you been saying this whole time about this department? And then suddenly you turn around and say, we're going to eliminate it, or possibly eliminate it.
Thompson says these decisions hurt faculty morale. University President Jack Thomas has said repeatedly that this will be a year of change at Western. He says the APER committee was convened this fall because of the economic reality facing the university. Its revenues are down due to declines in student enrollment and reductions in state funding. He told the Faculty Senate that there's no preconceived plan about which programs will be eliminated and that the APER committee report does matter. Just a few years ago, the APER committee spent several months reviewing 8 academic programs and recommended no eliminations. But the committee is only advisory. Thomas says that put them in a tricky spot.
Doing nothing in light of the reduced funding was not an option. The administration had to make the necessary but difficult decisions to keep the institution viable. No one should discount the financial position of the university or the state of Illinois.
Ultimately, Thomas and his leadership team decided to eliminate 4 majors. They were African American Studies, Women's Studies, Religious Studies, and Philosophy. This time around, the APER committee will have until the end of the semester to consider the fate of 18 academic programs. The university's administration will then consider the committee's findings over winter break and make a decision soon after the start of the spring semester. Any programs slated for elimination will be phased out to allow students currently enrolled to graduate. Thomas says the university will also strive to minimize the impact on tenured faculty. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.